This is the Brandt and Sherry podcast, sponsored by Metashare. For more info about the show or about Brandt's book, Unoffendable, check out BrantHanson.com.
Gird yourself for winter. I am purchasing a jacket. I was just online, found a coat. This is way out of my price range, by the way, but it looked like it's got all the latest whatever.
Mm-hmm.
$325.
That's a lot.
But it was on sale.
Okay.
It had a slash through the thing.
Mm-hmm.
So it was $350 slash now $349.95 for a total savings of it. It even says there, this is on Amazon, 0.05.
You better jump on that.
One nickel.
You don't know when it's going to shoot back up a nickel.
I'm like, when I saw that I could save 5 cents, like, well, maybe I should get two, and then we can. What will we do with the extra 10 cents because of savings?
I don't know. Give it to someone. Be generous.
Give it, invest.
Yes. Invest in perhaps real estate.
Turn around and sell the jackets for full price and pocket the dime.
You are quite the entrepreneur, Randy.
I actually felt guilty. So I'm like, I feel like I'm stealing from them by only giving them $349.95. If you're new to the show and you'd like to figure out what is going on here, this doesn't sound like a normal thing. Something's messed up, or you might even like it. Some people like it at the first.
Yes.
A lot of people hate it, and then over time grow to like
yes,
it.
Yes, they fight through the initial hate.
Right.
Yeah.
The people who don't fight through the initial hate, we don't hear back from because
they're gone.
Because they're
not coming back.
But they missed out on friendship.
Yes, they did.
So anyway, we have a welcome pack for you. At BrantHanson.com. My name is Brant, BrantHanson.com. And it talks about the rules of the show and also welcomes you to a world of misfits.
Mm-hmm.
That's who we are, and we're thankful for it because God uses misfits. But we explain what we're trying to do. If you're interested at all, it's just at BrantHanson.com. Big warning for you. If you ever decide to join a church community, a faith community, maybe in homes, it may be in a big building where people meet, but whatever. Warning, the people you're joining with, they're crazy. I can tell you that ahead of time. They're nuts. Just expect it. Why? Because humans are crazy.
Mm-hmm.
If you get to know them, that's the risk. As long as you don't get to know people, everybody seems cool.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the advantages of a church where you just kind of check in, check out. It seems like, oh yeah, everybody there's kind of got it going on because you don't know what's going on in their heads. As soon as you're in somebody's kitchen for a while, you get to know people. I think it's great. I think what you do is just be thankful that God takes a big bunch of misfits and natural born, in some cases, enemies. Like you're on the different side of this issue or that issue. But because of Jesus' love, he invites us all into this banquet. And it's a big, messy, chaotic banquet. I like that. But do be ready for it because people can go from one group to another where they're like, these people are nuts. I'm out of here. These people are crazy. Yes. Yeah. And if you take a long look at yourself, too, you'll find that you actually fit in with crazy people. Some people have a better handle on reality than others. There's no doubt about that. But still, at a deep level, we're all flawed and we're all broken. It's just a matter of time. You're going to find out what the flaws are. You're going to find out that people are pretty much crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a level of crazy with everybody. And if you haven't found it yet, it's because you don't really know them yet.
That's true. And you have a level of crazy. I have a level of crazy. That's what I had to remind myself, that I'm not just looking past everyone's flaws and loving them beyond it. Someone's looking past mine. Someone's loving me in spite of.
So a lot of people don't get that because they think I'm normal.
Yeah.
Whatever I do is totally normal. I start the day eating 7 boxes of graham crackers, and then I go about my work. And wait.
Right. You do what?
What? We really do. We define ourselves as, well, of course I have, you know, this. I spend hundreds of dollars on this every month. I'm like, what, you do what?
Again, that's the beauty of being in community with people because you thinking that that's normal. It's not until you get with other people where they're like, hey,
right.
What?
Yes.
Yeah.
That is exactly right. You don't even realize it can, and that can come down to even how you raise your kids, if you're married, how your marriage interplays. Unless you're around other people, you won't realize, wait a second, we're pretty far off beam here in terms of what's healthy even. So, man, it's really important. All that to say, be ready if you join up with people. As a believer in Jesus, if you're a follower of Jesus, you want to join up with other people, they're going to stress you and test you, and you're going to think they're crazy, and that's just the start. And be happy when that happens, because that means you're actually getting to know people. Someone who's listening to the show right now could become a millionaire by cashing in on this app idea I had. I have app ideas all the time, or
all
inventions.
All the time.
And this one could be huge. It's the transcription app. It just listens to you all day through your phone. It just listens. And it sends you a transcription of everything you said the next day.
That's interesting.
You can read a script of everything you said. I think it would be so fascinating. What do you think, Marilyn?
Oh, like, my goodness.
Would you want the app and read what you said?
Can we have the app read what I said back to my kids? Because mostly I say, get back to work. Go put that away. Go back to work.
Our new mom is Siri. She tells us to knock it off.
Mom is Siri.
Just like yesterday. Help us with our words and stuff.
Well, but then the transcript doesn't pick up on sarcasm. So
exactly.
Yeah, you said something, but did it have a little, as my mom says, that had a little hot sauce on it, meaning it was... This transcript doesn't pick up the
okay.
hot sauce. That's,
okay, but the other stuff.
Okay,
I'd also be able to say, well, yes, I did say they were coming over on Tuesday night.
Okay. What do you think, Marilyn? I don't know. What do you think?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
I think that would be just a little too dangerous.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so, too.
Right.
We would spend less time talking to each other and more time going over transcripts. Like,
That's fine with me. I like that. I'm more of a reader. What's going on? We're in this awesome coffee house.
Mm-hmm.
It's called the Honesty Cafe. I'll tell them to shut the music off because I don't
like
it.
But
here's the thing with this. We're doing something where we ask you a question. You have to be totally honest.
Mm-hmm.
So we get somebody on the phone. We're in this awesome cafe. We're immediately ejected if you're dishonest.
See, that's the point that I didn't realize when we entered here, that if you're not honest, they eject you?
Yeah, like literally through the ceiling.
Okay.
At 1,000 miles an hour.
Did we tell the people that before we set them down?
Nope. And that's what makes this so awesome, if there's an element of danger. But
yeah.
I just want your honest reaction. We like talking to you, people who listen to the show, just get your honest reaction to stuff. And the question, you know, if you're coming in here, you got to know it's going to be a tough question.
Okay.
The question for Annalisa, who is sitting here with us in the Honesty Cafe, is this. What's your biggest regret over the past year? Think about that.
My regret.
Yeah.
I know that at my job, work, paycheck, all of that, I know that, but God would love it if I would just enjoy my work and do it for him. And I find that at times I think about me and I don't really want to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And so I lose that bit of joy that, and I let myself become self-involved and probably a little bit lazy in doing what's put before me, thinking I don't want to do this rather than thinking God would love for me to do this joyfully, and it would be a form of praise if I did this joyfully.
This is why the Honesty Cafe is so awesome, because I guarantee you saying that, well, not it made me think about my own job.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
I hadn't thought about it. Anybody who hears you say that is going to be like, yeah, for their own job. If they understand the way God does give us a vocation or gives us work to do for that reason.
Yes. I work, and my job is wonderful. I get to serve people.
So thankful to MediShare for sponsoring our Brand and Sherry Oddcast here. We're excited about it because it could wind up saving you a lot of money. That's why we're willing to talk about it. I actually think it's great. It's an alternative to health insurance. And here's the thing. Like, if you could make $1,000 an hour, you'd probably take that job, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
Digging a ditch, who cares? $1,000 an hour. Not exaggerating. If you spend just a little time researching this, don't have to commit to it yet. Just research it. Go to biblicalhealthcare.com. Find out about it. It could save you thousands of dollars. I mean, let's say you spend a half an hour researching this and then decide to do it. Hundreds of dollars a month. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's a way, too, to avoid some of the conundrums or problems with thinking, what am I paying for? What's this covering?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be a part of something that violates my like my core values in life or whatever, MediShare may give you that opportunity.
And the beauty of it is it's open enrollment. So if you do all the investigation and you say, hey, this can save me and my family a lot of money, you can sign up immediately. You don't have to wait for those windows that are with other traditional health insurance entities.
If it sounds too good to be true, well, again, check it out. There's a reason why 62% growth in the last year, and it's going to be huge again this fall with a lot of people moving to MediShare. There's a reason for this. It's a fantastic alternative for some people. So there you go. It's biblicalhealthcare.com if you want to check it out.
Phone number is 855-772-5699, 855-772-5699, or biblicalhealthcare.com.
Kind of a national sport, and I understand this. Look, I've done it before. Complaining about work. Everybody's like, oh, this and that, my boss. I love what Annalisa just said.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking to her in the Honesty Cafe. She's like, it really is a matter of going, look, I'm thankful I have a job. I get to serve people. And no matter what you do, it really is true. You kind of have to take a step back at it. Here's the other thing. The people who retire at age 40, we're all like, oh, that'd be so awesome. Guarantee within 8 days, you're like, okay,
yeah,
enough of that. Really? That fast? I'm not exaggerating. Maybe 4 days. Because it's like, what am I taking a break from? For the rest of my life? Oh, this is a beautiful beach. Yeah.
We were made to work, right?
We totally were.
We were made to work.
You're gonna want to do something. I don't know anybody. Michael Jordan, fascinating guy.
Mm-hmm.
Reading the article about him sitting there miserable watching the NBA with his remote, just going, oh, I could take that guy. I could house him. I could take him.
So,
all.
Yeah.
They're just like, dude, you're so... He retired. Mm-hmm. You need something to do. You might as well just go, I'm thankful I have it. And I'm going to do this in a way that hopefully pleases God. I hope. That's so true. Sherry was just telling me about her uncle, who would remind people, because he's a church pastor guy,
mm-hmm.
but he reminded people when they were complaining about their jobs of something.
That you prayed for this job. So he would let them get through. We would have this little Bible study setting where people would get up and talk about things, and they'd be like, my boss and my coworker, and they'd go on and on. And when they'd stop, he said, I remember when you prayed for this job. And I remember we prayed with you.
And you then
told
you were like,
us.
I start on Monday.
Yeah, we were so excited for
incredible.
You.
This is incredible. Woo, I got this job.
God answered
like
this
boss.
Prayer. Yeah.
Listen, that is so true.
This is the job that you wanted. This is what you prayed for. This is what you asked for. And now it's a little difficult, but it's still an answer to prayer, right?
Yeah, you're going to have, and this is the case for anything, you're going to have problems. We're always like think we're going to achieve utopia
mm-hmm.
at some workplace. It's not going to happen. And then if it's that one, well, if this one person would just leave.
Yeah.
I've done that where I'm like, Lord, can you send this person somewhere nice and far? Far, but nice, but
from
far.
Uh-huh.
I guess somebody else steps up.
Yeah.
To fill the void.
The vacuum.
The obnoxious person. Like, I guess it's my turn. There's always something. And the other thing is because we're in America.
Uh-huh.
If you're listening in America. Some people listening online,
mm-hmm.
welcome. But for those in America, it's like it's endless possibilities for some people.
Yeah.
So it's like I could always get that job looks better. That book's better. And you can't. It's very difficult to be content.
That's
so
true.
It's like, oh, I got the job. And then 2 weeks later, I can't believe these people.
Mm.
Not sure how you feel about this, but we may wind up like this. Sweden is going to become a cashless society.
I saw that.
Yeah. Not sure how people feel about it. I feel like I'm okay with that. I've been kind of practicing that for years, where I'm basically a cashless person.
Okay.
And part of it's just because I've been in radio.
Okay.
So, I don't know. Like, so, I didn't realize I was setting a trend.
Yeah, not much is going to change for us.
Yeah, we just stay the course, and then everybody else...
I follow along.
Well, what do you know? We don't have any either. So, this is going well. I like it. People who listen to this show, this station, have a lot of different religious views on things, and I respect that. I really do. And we can be friends, whether you agree with me or I agree with you or not. We still can. I'll tell you this, though. One very, for lack of a better word, honestly, more trendy thing to say is that there's like this mountain, and we're all climbing the mountain to get to God, and there's many different pathways up the mountain. And maybe you've heard me talk about this before, but just so you understand where I'm coming from, I actually think that that's not reality. Like, we can't actually climb the mountain, we humans. But God had a rescue plan for us. And it seems really arrogant to say, well, my climbing plan was better than your climbing plan up the mountain. But what if it's not even about our plans? Because that would be arrogant. But what if God made a rescue plan to us? To me, as I think about it, it would be arrogant for me to reject his plan because I'm like, well, that's not very democratic. I'll take the rescue however I can. I'm gonna accept it, and then I'm gonna happily go, hey, look, God still loves us. He still wants us. And honestly, that's what we're doing on the show. I think he has a plan, and he's made it available to everybody, and I love that. It is for everybody, but I want to say, yes, I will take you up on your plan. You hear all these songs about Jesus and stuff on this radio station, and it's wonderful. You know, one of the hardest things, though, comes right down to it, is just being humble. That's just it. Like, a lot of people will walk away from God. I've done this because I just wanted to do things my way. And the other thing is very popular. We were talking about this idea that there's many ways to God and we make a way to God. I'm like, yeah, we kind of view like the problems are outside of us, but the solution is inside. It's inside me, the solution. Being a follower of Jesus, he doesn't allow you to think that the problems are outside and the solution's inside. He reverses it entirely so that actually the solution is from outside me and the problem is inside me. And that takes humility to finally grasp that. And sometimes you have to come to the end of your rope. I mean, that's why a lot of people who are addicts or come through, some sort of an addiction, they're already there. You have to be humble and go, you know what? I don't have the answers inside me. I need a rescuer. It takes humility. We were just talking about there's an idea that the problems in life are external, but the answer is inside me. And I don't believe that. Actually, I've come to the point where I realize, you know what, the problem is me, and the answer is external. It's from God. Sherry just made a great point, though, about people who are going to struggle with that idea, and they tend to be successful.
Yeah, successful people, intellectual people, uh-huh. They start feeling like they're the ones that got themselves up in society. And so how could the problem possibly be within me?
Yeah.
Because I have achieved this level of fame or fortune. Or.
But if you're on the margins, you're an addict, you're vulnerable, you're sick, you're poor, mm-hmm. You're going to be more apt to go, you know what, I need... You're humble enough to say, I need a rescuer. You're humble enough to do it, which is exactly what Jesus said would happen.
Yeah, he did,
exactly
didn't he?
Exactly.
He said when you have a lot of physical stuff, that it would be hard to humble yourself.
Yeah. So because you're always looking, oh, no, I've accomplished quite a bit here. But it's an illusion. I mean, God holds every atom in your body together, but you still think I've accomplished something. And it's an illusion, but it is harder to accept and be humble. But Jesus starts his ministry and said, I've come with good news for the poor. It's still the case. It's good news for the poor. It's tougher news for people who think I only need me. It's tougher to humble yourself. Look, I get it. I understand. Sometimes I start thinking, what have I accomplished? I'm big stuff. I'm not. And people are freaking out about the Star Wars movie.
Uh-huh.
It comes out in December, but as of last night, tickets are on sale.
Really?
December 18th. They played the trailer during Monday Night Football.
Okay.
And now you can go... I don't doubt that it's good,
mm-hmm.
But and some people will be very upset at me who are nerds.
Yeah, because people assume because you are a self-proclaimed nerd that Star Wars is your thing.
It's not.
It's not.
Because
okay.
It's not as good as, say, Lord of the Rings.
Right.
Freaking out about Star Wars makes no sense. Freaking out about Lord of the Rings
makes
is
perfect
completely
sense.
Logical.
Oh, okay, got it.
Because
I
of the depth of story
mm-hmm.
that is represented there, and Tolkien's background in philology and his understanding of languages and linguistics.
But you know, there are a lot of people who would say there's a depth of story with Star Wars.
They're crazy.
Okay.
Because there's not. There's not. And I will battle that to the very end, Sherry.
Oh, no.
Yep. Nerd fight. Nerd fight. It's on with you guys. Pretty cool. We have labs here in the studio, and I invent things, and they're pretty awesome. I came up with this idea for, why do I need beakers for this? I don't know, but I came up with this idea for an app. Think about this. An app on your phone that would record you all day long, all your conversations, not just on the phone, mm-hmm. all your conversations, and then would send you a transcript the next day so that you could evaluate the words you're using. So my question to you is, would you want... that app. That would be my question that I would pose to you. Sherry says
no. I don't
no.
think so.
What about you?
Oh my gosh. You mean day-to-day interaction.
All of your conversations.
Wow. I probably would go for it just so I could learn.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that would be incredibly difficult because, oh dear. Sometimes I can be pretty, I mean, sometimes the things I can say can be pretty cutting. It would be great because I would learn from it, but man, that would be kind of brutal. Think for a moment. Can you imagine if that app not only worked for what you said, but what you thought?
Ooh. Hmm. Yeah. I'm not interested in that transcript.
I'd still want it.
You'd still want that?
Yeah. Because I can't keep track of all the genius ideas I have.
Okay.
I need a way to catalog all this stuff.
To catalog.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah. Tim, would you actually read it? Or?
I would read it, but I'd be like, for certain parts, like, oh, yeah, that was good. That was a good point. I'm glad I remember that. But for other points, I'd be like, what was I thinking? Like,
wouldn't that be? Yeah, I think it'd be good for you. It'd be good for me. And you know what would happen, I think? Mm. I think I would talk less because I'd become aware that
you're being recorded.
It's going to be transcribed for me tomorrow. Uh-huh. Do I want these words coming back at me?
I could see that point. That's a great point.
And that would be a wise thing.
But would it like record like random singing in?
Yes.
Like by yourself and stuff? Okay.
Yeah, right. And it would send it, it would automatically mass email it to everybody on your email list.
Still okay. Interested?
Yeah, the transcription app.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. The Brand and Sherry podcast is sponsored by MediShare. To find out more about MediShare, call 855-772-5699.